We're going to start by talking about the Arts Center. They have earlier today just announced their 2018-2019 season featuring over 30 performances, a lot of local artists, artists coming in from around the country, around the world, some great theatrical performances as well. It's exciting and it's coming up this year. Joining us here in the studio is Patrick Phelps McEwen. He's the marketing director for the Arts Center. Conversation sponsored by the Arts Center to get the word out about all of the great stuff that's coming on in the next year. Patrick, thank you so much for being here in the studio today.
It's great to be here.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. You got a busy day today because today was the announcement day. So
it has been a busy day. We just launched a brand new website. You can check that out at artscenterlive.org. And all of our 2018-2019 season is up there.
Cool. So what are the highlights? I know we're not going to be able to touch on them all, but a whole bunch of really, really cool people coming in.
There are a lot of highlights this year. We have some familiar faces returning from past years, some Carborough favorites like Leo Kottke, who's coming September 22nd. That one's right around the corner, and every time he comes to the Art Center, he sells out. If you are a guitar fan, if you're familiar with Leo Kottke, who is also just a hilarious guy, if you go on YouTube and watch his live concert videos, his introductions to songs and his stage banter is almost as good as his guitar playing. We also have Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, who are a violin and cello duet that play Celtic music and all kinds of string music, really. And they joined us in 2016 and were a really big hit. We're excited to have them back in the spring. And then we've got some new faces. Lee Konitz is a legendary jazz saxophonist who's now in his 90s, and he'll be bringing his quartet to the Art Center at the beginning of October. That show is October 6th. We've got some really great jazz this season, actually. Ralph Peterson, who is an incredible drummer, is bringing his new supergroup called Aggregate Prime. That's going to be in November on the 9th.
Awesome.
And then we've also got some great local favorites joining us, like Piedmont Melody Makers, featuring Alice Gerard, who play bluegrass and old time, and they're just the real deal. If you've never seen them and you love that kind of music, I highly recommend checking that show out.
And you haven't even mentioned the one that I'm most excited about, which is Peter Yarrow coming on November 16th, right?
That's right. Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yes.
And if you go to our website, there is a great YouTube video on his event of him explaining a little bit, maybe clearing up some confusion about the origins of the Puff the Magic Dragon song.
You want a little bit of mystery on Puff the Magic
Dragon.
Just a little bit, right? Yeah.
He is a dragon. It's kind of mysterious.
Got Patrick Phelps McEwen here in the studio from the Art Center. Artcenterlive.org, right, is the website.
That is correct.
To get more information about the 2018-2019 season. And we're mentioning some of these kind of one-off shows, but a lot of really cool kind of community partners, theatrical performances, kind of regular performances throughout the season as well, too. So tell us about some of those.
That's right. So we have some returning local favorites like No Shame Theater Carborough, which is a performance open mic where you just show up, bring a short, 5 minutes or so original performance, could be musical, could be reading a poem, and you get on stage and do your thing. And it's a very supportive audience. It's a great place to workshop things you're working on. We also work with a lot of local youth theatrical companies, from One Song Productions, mm-hmm. which is a high school student organization, to collegiate groups at UNC like Popper Players and Company Carolina. And we're also doing, for the first time in a few years, some original theater at the Art Center, an original performance called The Devil and Mark Twain, which is a one-man play that's going to be coming to the Art Center next March. And that's nice. That's a really interesting concept behind that one about kind of the writing of Huck Finn and Mark Twain's sort of dark night of the soul experience, particularly relating to issues of slavery and race and everything happening at that time period. So we're really excited about that.
And all of these performances are very affordable. I know one of the things that the Art Center really tries to do, and one of the things that you wanted to kind of emphasize with this new schedule, is just how accessible all of these shows are, right?
Right. A lot of our community events are very affordable, and particularly for this season, even for artists that we're bringing from outside of the state or outside of the country, we really wanted everyone in Carrboro to be able to experience this kind of world-class entertainment. So 18 of our season artists, tickets are $25 or under. Some of them are low as $15. And for the caliber of artist that you're seeing really in your own backyard, that's a hard deal to beat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know, love going to places like DPAC and see those artists, and then for the low, low cost of only $200, you can see such and such a show. And then you can go to the Art Center and see some of the most amazing musicians and performers and theatrical performances as well. And it's a very, very affordable rate.
That's exactly right. And we really strive to be inclusive and to be a community hub. And part of that is realizing that, you know, not everyone wants to pay or can pay $50 for a concert ticket. So that's something that we strive to bring to the community.
And again, Patrick Phelps McEwen here in the studio from the Art Center. Artcenterlive.org is the website. New season just announced for 2018-2019. So go to the website, get more information. That's where to go to get tickets as well, I assume.
That's right. You can buy tickets on the website. Our brand new website just launched last Thursday. Go on your iPad, your mobile device, your desktop computer. And I did just want to mention that this week we have a pretty exciting event at the Art Center, 10 by 10.
10 by 10, yeah.
Yeah, so 10 by 10 is being revived and sort of remixed by two local theatrical organizations who are co-presenting this year's 10 by 10. It's Carrboro's Odyssey Stage and Cary Playwrights Forum. And so 10 by 10, for those who aren't familiar, is a festival of short plays. There's 10 10-minute plays. And this year it's in C 10 by 10. So all of these playwrights, all of these actors are all from North Carolina. And that starts Thursday and runs through this Sunday. And you can grab tickets for that also at artcenterlive.org.
Very cool. Anything else that people want to know about the new season, about the Art Center?
I just, you know, wanted to plug for people who do not know about Art Center membership that if you are an Art Center member, which starts as low as $7.50 a month, you get first crack at all of these season shows. So when we announce a new performance season next year, you will get early ticket access, which means some of these big names like Leo Kottke, like Peter Yarrow, that sell out really quickly, you will be sure to get a foot in the door and make sure you have a seat at those concerts. And you can find out all about becoming a member at artcenterlive.org. Just click on the support tab and you will learn about all our different perks for membership.
Awesome. Go to the website, get more information about that, about the new season, 10 by 10, beginning on Thursday, not to be missed, and a whole lot more. Patrick, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.